I will talk today about subject matters which are of interest for practicing devotees. I always feel when I come to places like Split that it is very necessary that we hold an Easter Gosti, that is devotional questions and give spiritual answers.
Kada god dođemo u mjesta kao što je Split, uvijek osjećam da je jako bitno da održimo jedan Easter Gosti, odnosno jedan program na kojem ćemo moći da postavljamo pitanje i da im odgovore.
I feel it is so important that we exchange as devotees exchange.
Mislim da je jako važno da imamo razmjenu kao što to imaju bhakti.
This will not be a public program where you will be entertained, like the wonderful program from yesterday. It will be a program where you will be challenged.
Ovo nije program na kojem ćete biti dobiti neku vrstu zabave kao što smo imali na jučerašnjem predivnom programu. Ovo je program na kojem ćete biti malo izazvani.
Challenged in your deepest convictions.
Bićete izazvani svojim najdubnijim uvjerenjima.
I will try to train you a little bit.
Pokušat ću da vas malo dam trening.
Please, Dago, look happy. It is good. It is something nice. Dago is becoming already afraid, or hopefully he doesn't talk about my private attachments today. No, it will be, you know, when two spiritual people walk together on a path in the Himalayas, they should encourage each other and give each other strength to overcome the obstacles.
Vidite, kada dvoje duhovnih ljudi hodaju po planinama Himalaja, on bi trebalo da jedan drugog ohrabre i da uliju snagu.
It is positive when devotees share deeply about their hearts.
To je jako pozitivno kada bhakte međusobno razmjenjuju ono što se nalazi duboko u njihovim srcima.
Yes. And don't be afraid of me. I'm known as the smiling Swami in ISKCON. A person who smiles is always our friend. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Giri Varada Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yasoda nandana braja janarandana
Yasoda nandana braja janarandana
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihadi
Jaya Radha
Madhava Pidana Vallava Giri Vadana Pidana Vallava Giri Vadana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanarandana Ramunatira Haribol, Jai Om Vishnu Bara Paramahansa Parabraja Kacharya Ashtadhasata Sisimata Stivayin Graysila Ape Chalanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Varinda Ki Jai Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shikaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Surrender again for one of the half hours your mind is right.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Imagine one morning you get a phone call. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Much too early. You have learned that decent people call after 10 o'clock in the morning and before 10 o'clock in the evening.
Научили сте да културни люди зову и за 10 сати ујутро или прије 10 сати навече.
But after half an hour there's again the ring. Ring, ring, ring.
И након пола сата опет се чује звону.
5:30, who could phone me 5:30? Surely not anyone which I know.
5:30 ујутро, ко би могао да ме зове у ова доба? Сигурно не неко ко ме зна.
Who's there?
Ko je to?
No answer from the other side.
Sa druge strane nije bilo odgovora.
But you know there's someone there.
Ali znate da je neko tamo.
Is it a murderer?
Je li to ubica?
Who calls at such inhuman hour of the day, you demand to know?
Ko zove u ovo neljudsko doba dana, zahtjevaš da znaš?
After some time, a very shy answer comes.
Nakon nekog vremena, jako stidljiv odgovor dolazi.
I'm your soul.
Ja sam tvoja duša.
Normally, I can never get through to you.
Obično, nikako ne mogu da prodrem do tebe.
But today the connection has been made by special arrangement.
Ali danas smo uspostavili vezu putem jednog specijalnog aranžmana.
My soul?
Moja duša?
Yes, I'm yourself.
Da, ja sam ti.
You wonder, am I becoming a split personality, a schizophrenic?
počneš se pitati da li ja to postajem podvojna ličnost, šizofreničar.
But it is too strange to be false.
A to je toliko čudno da je nemoguće da je pogrešno.
What do you want from me?
Šta želiš od mene?
A question comes back from the other line.
A sa druge strane dolazi natrag odgovor, pitanje.
Are you prepared to listen to me?
Jesi li spreman da me saslušaš?
I don't know, but I'll try.
Ne znam baš, ali pokušat ću.
Okay, says the voice, I will give my best. It won't be easy for you.
Dobro, odgovara. Daću sve od sebe, ali mislim da neće biti lako za tebe.
Do you know something?
Znaš li nešto?
You are in terrible illusion about yourself.
Ti si u groznoj iluziji o samom sebi.
You are running, 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 but you don't know where you are going.
Ti samo trčiš, trčiš i trčiš, ali ne znaš kuda ideš.
Long time ago you have formed an alliance with your body, now your body and mind, but you have excluded me, the soul.
Davno si napravio savez sa svojim umom i tijelom, ali si mene isključio iz njega.
And together you have decided on a life which is absolutely wrong.
I zajedno ste odlučili da živite život koji je potpuno pogrešan.
The voice is so strong.
Glas je bio tako jak.
And so sure.
I tako siguran.
And in some strange way, although the message is so absolutely challenging, it sounds right.
I na neki čudan način, on je zvučao tako u pravu, iako je bilo tako na izazivajući način.
You have made decisions which are totally against our self-interest.
Donosio si odluke koje su potpuno sa našim pravim samointeresom.
You have entirely forgotten that all this world is just a Maya's arrangement, illusion.
Potpuno si se zaboravio da ovaj svijet Majin aranžman, samo iluzija.
For so long, the voice continues, you have deceived me also.
I tako dugo, glas je nastavio, mene si prevario.
But now I have decided to not follow you, body and mind.
Ali sada sam odlučio da ne slijedim tvoj um i tijelo.
I will be on my own.
Ja ću sada da radim po svom.
You think very deeply.
I vi tada razmišljate jako duboko.
Is this all you wanted to say to me?
Da li je to sve što sam htio da kažeš?
That you're challenging my life?
Da stavljaš izazov pred moj život?
Or is there maybe something you want of me?
Ili možda ima nešto što želiš od mene?
It seems the other person has just waited for this question.
Izgledao je kao da je ta druga osoba samo čekala na ovo pitanje.
Dobro pitanje.
Dobro pitanje.
Yes, there's something I want from you.
Da, ima nešto što želim od tebe.
I want that we form a happy cooperation.
Želim da uspostavimo jednu sretnu saradnju.
All the three of us, body, mind and myself, we should go to the source of all pleasure, to Krishna.
Svo troje nas, um, tijelo i jastvo, trebamo da odemo izvoru svog uživanja, Krishna.
And then the voice becomes very direct and concrete.
I tada je glas postao jako direktan i konkretan.
Mind, think of Krishna, you will be so happy.
Um, misli na Krishnu, bit ćeš tako sretan.
Body, serve Krishna.
Tijelo, služi Krishna.
And all of us together, we will be in the ecstatic embrace of the Lord.
I svi mi zajedno bit ćemo u ekstatičnom zagrljaju gospodina.
All of a sudden the voice sounds as if there is some hurry.
I odjednom glas je zazvučao kao da je u neku žurbu.
I'm sorry, says the voice. My time comes to the end.
Molim te, izvini, moje vrijeme se približava kraju.
Usually you are so watched by Maya that I can never get through to you.
Obično si ti toliko pod nadzorom Maje da nikako ne mogu da protrijem do tebe.
Today the Lord of Maya, my Lord Krishna, has made some arrangement that Maya looked another way and I could make this phone call. But she's starting to look in our direction again.
Danas je gospodar Maje, moj gospodin Krishna, i uradio jedan specijalni aranžman da Maja gleda u nekom drugom pravcu, tako da sam mogao da te nazovem. Ali sada evo izgleda da počne opet da gleda u našem pravcu.
Please think about my suggestion.
Molim te, razmisli u mom prijedlogu.
Become Krishna conscious.
Postani svjestan Krishne.
I will most probably come one last time to you and review your decision.
Vjerovatno ću doći još jednom do tebe posljednji put i da vidim kako ti je bila odluka.
It will be at the time of death when I leave.
To će biti u trenutku smrti kada ću da odem.
Then we will see how you have lived.
Onda ćemo da vidimo kako si živio.
I'm sorry, I have to stop this phone call.
Oprosti, moram sada da prekinem ovaj poziv.
Wait, soul or whatever, wait.
Stani dušo ili kogod da je, sačekaj.
Klak, toot. The connection is lost.
I veza je bila prekinuta.
My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics.
Moj dragi bhakte, moj dragi prijatelji, moj dragi skeptici.
I know that each one of you has received such or a similar phone call.
Znam da su svi od vas primali ovakav ili vrlo sličan poziv.
Mostly this phone call came and then a little later you took up the process of Krishna consciousness.
Većinom ste primili taj poziv i malo nakon toga ste primili procesa svjesnosti Krišne.
For just a tiny moment you were lifted out of your ordinary consciousness by this call of the soul.
I putem ovog poziva duše za jedan mali trenutak ste bili izučeni i istignuti svog uobičajenog stanja svjesnosti.
It had a very strong effect on you.
Imalo je to jako velik utjecaj na vas.
I remember one the wife of a very good friend of mine, Burijan Prabhu, the wife is Jagatarini, she received such a call at the height of her career.
Sjećam se žene mog jako dobrog prijatelja Burijana Prabhu koja se zove Jagatarini, koja je primala takav poziv kada je bila na vrhuncu svoje karijere.
She had just finished a movie with Mick Jagger and her in the main role and was on her way to London where the premiere of that movie was going to take place.
Ona je upravo bila snimala film sa Mickom Jaggerom i upravo je bila na putu za London gdje trebala da bude premijera tog filma kada je primila taj poziv.
And she decided in Los Angeles to not continue the flight to London to the premiere.
I u Los Angelesu je odlučila da neće otići u London gdje je trebala da se održi premijera.
Instead she visited the Beach Boys.
Umjesto toga je posjetila Beach Boys.
And asked them for the address of the temple.
I tražila od njih adresu hrama.
In the temple she met Prabhupada.
U hramu je srela Prabhupada.
And decided to be a devotee.
I odlučila da postane bhakta.
She has never stopped her decision. When we get the spiritual inspiration to start our spiritual life, we don't care about any obstacles. People give up their careers, their sexual partners, their meat eating, there, I gave up a few million euros.
Ja sam se odrekao par miliona eura.
They just don't care.
Samo da se nije briga.
But now comes my question.
Ali sada dolazi moje pitanje.
It's a heavy question.
To je jako teško pitanje.
It's the question of the soul.
To je pitanje duše.
Do you know what is the difference between I want and I am committed to achieve?
Da znate razliku između toga ja želim ili ja sam posvećen da dostignem to.
Let us look again on this question for a moment.
Pogledajmo za trenutak ponovo ovo pitanje.
When you say I just want something, it implies it would be nice if I could get this.
Kada kažete ja želim nešto, to samo znači bilo bi lijepo da to dostignem.
But if you say I am committed to achieve this, you don't care what are the obstacles. You somehow or other ensure that you get there.
Ali kad kažete ja sam posvećen tome, onda vas nije briga ni za kakve prepreke i samo želite da budete sigurni da ćete i doći tamo.
An example of such commitment is Dhruva Maharaj. Who, as a young prince, left the kingdom and went into the forest for severe austerities with one singular motive, that is to see the Lord.
Koji je kao mladi princ otišao u šumu da radi strogosti samo jednim ciljem da vidi Krišnu.
Have you ever stayed in the during the night in the forest?
Da li ste ikada tokom noći ostali u šumi?
I don't think of a Croatian forest, I think of a jungle.
Sada ovdje ne govorimo o hrvatskoj šumi, govorimo o
When the jungle awakens in the night, you know what is fear.
Kada se džungla noć probudi, tada saznate šta je strah.
Everywhere there are eyes, hungry, angry eyes.
Posuda su oči, gladne oči.
Blood-sucking mosquitoes. Snakes who get out of their holes. And many more things which you may just imagine to which happen. No one likes to stay in the jungle at night.
Niko ne voli da ostaje u džungli po noći.
It's not a thing to do.
To nije nešto što se radi.
Dhruva Maharaj, the prince, was staying in the night and during the day in the deep forest with one desire. If there is a Lord, I must convince him that I am so desirous to see him that he finally appears.
I Dhruva Maharaj, princ, je po noći i po danu ostao u toj dubokoj džungli sa jednom ženom, misleći, ako postoji moj gospodin, onda mu moram dokazati da sam jako željan, uvjeren da želim da ga vidim.
After a few months, a strong disencouragement came.
Nakon nekoliko mjeseci, jako obeshrabrenje je stiglo.
The saint Narada Muni arrived, and he said, you're too young for this, go home.
Došao je svedac Narada Muni i rekao, ti si premlad za ovo, idi kući.
You're not a yogi.
Nisi ti yogi.
Look at your soft, soft, soft skin.
Tvoja koža je tako nježna.
And God won't show himself like this to you.
Bog ti se neće tako pokazati.
Dhruva Maharaj was so committed to attain his end that he didn't even take the discouragement from the greatest of all saints, Narada Muni.
Dhruva Maharaj je bio tako odlučan da nije prihvatio to obeshrabrenje od najvećih od svih svetaca, Narada Muni.
Narada Muni is the guru of all gurus.
Narada Muni je guru svih gurua.
Imagine, the guru of all gurus tells you, go home, it's an unrealistic idea which you have.
Zamislite da vam guru, svi guru, a kaže, idi kući, to je malo nerealna ideja.
Dhruva said, if you can help me to meet the Lord, dobrodošli. If you cannot help me, you may go another way.
No, Maharaj mu je rekao, ako mi možeš pomoći da vidim gospodina, dobro si došao, ako ne možeš, molim te, možeš da ideš negdje drugo.
He was committed.
Bio je posvećen.
He didn't think, oh, it would be nice to see the Lord.
Nije razmišljao, oh, bilo bi lijepo vidjeti gospodina.
If not, no problem.
No, ako ne, pa nema problema.
Then I drink some strawberry juice. He was committed. And because he was so committed, Narada Muni said, Dobro, this is what you do to reach the audience of the Lord.
I pošto je bio tako posvećen, onda je Narada Muni rekao, dobro, ovo je što trebaš raditi kako bi vidio gospodina.
He gave him a deity and a mantra and said, chant this and after 6 months the Lord will come and you will see him.
Dao mu je božanstvo i mantru i rekao mu je, izgovaraj mu mantru i nakon 6 mjeseci ćeš vidjeti gospodina.
My dear devotees, if each one of us could become committed like Dhruva Maharaj, we would all be saints here.
Moji dragi bhakti, kada bismo svi mi ovdje bili posvećeni poput Dhruve Maharaja, mi bismo sad svi ovdje bili sveci.
But you have wasted so much time.
Ali ste protrčili tako puno vremena.
Because you didn't know what is the difference between I want and I'm committed to get it.
Jer niste znali koja je razlika između toga ja želim i ja sam posvećen da to i dobijem.
We are too half-hearted, we Hare Krishnas.
Mi Hare Krishna smo previše polovičnog srca.
Ishvinite, I'm just trying to be objective.
Ishvinite, samo pokušavam da budem objektivan.
My dear devotees, Prabhupada said, Dhruva Maharaj should be our role model.
Moj dragi bate, Prabhupada je rekao da Dhruva Maharaj bi trebao da bude naš uzor.
He said if we would be as determined as Dhruva Maharaj, no, he said a devotee should be determined like Dhruva Maharaj was determined to see God.
On je rekao da mi bismo trebali da budemo tako determinisani, odlučni poput Dhruva Maharaja kao što on bio odlučan da vidi gospodina.
No matter what is the obstacle, you want to see. You want Krishna.
Bez obzira kakve su prepreke, vi želite da vidite Krishna.
Let me talk a little bit about determination.
Dopustite mi sada da govorim nešto o odlučnosti.
And about obstacles on the spiritual path. There in the Gita we hear of 3 types of determination. Determination in the mode of ignorance, passion and goodness. In the mode of ignorance, your determination just goes up to dreams.
Vaša odlučnost se prostre samo na nivou snova.
When I was young and idealistic, I just always would sit down with my friends and they would make big plans.
Kad sam bio mlad, uvijek sam sjedio sa svojim prijateljima i oni bi uvijek tako pravili neke velike planove.
I myself did not take intoxications, but my friends would take wine and whatever, and they would say, well, tomorrow we will all march into the school and we will say, we govern the school and we tell what is taught in the school.
Ja sam nisam uzmao intoksikacije, ali moji prijatelji su pili neko vino i onda bi vi govorili, sutra ćemo da odemo u školu, da umarširamo i onda ćemo da kažemo, mi je sada preuzimamo i sad ćemo mi da kažemo šta ti se ovdje podučavaš.
We will play in the school?
Igraćemo se u školu.
Football for the sports people, music for the musical people.
Oni koji vole sport, oni će da igraju fudbal, a oni koji vole muziku, oni će.
And then our school will become very everyone will like it and then we will govern all the schools of Hamburg and then all the schools of Germany with this program.
Dakle, naš naša škola postati jako sretna, svi će želiti da idu u nju i tako ćemo da preuzmemo sve škole prvo u Hamburgu, onda u čitavu Njemačku sa ovim programom.
Dreams, dreams, dreams.
Snovi, snovi, snovi.
They never did anything about it.
Nikada nisu učinili ništa po tom pitanju.
Do you know such people?
Da li znate takve ljude?
Maybe you are one of those.
Možda ste vi jedan od njih.
Then there is determination and passion, and then there is determination in goodness, in sattva. This determination in sattva is maintained by self-control. It is every day your determination is by the self-control is becoming stronger, and you always reach your goals.
I pomoću te samokontrole svakim danom vaša odlučnost postaje jača i tako dostižete svoje ciljeve.
You train yourself.
Trenirate sami sebe.
That you have a vision, and you only do what is good to reach the vision.
Da imate viziju i radite samo ono što je dobro za dostizanje vizije.
And one day you are there. And you are
tu.
Surprised. What happened? The mode of goodness or sattva gun carried you. Let me, after having talked about determination, what does this mean for a devotee? Live a good life. Get up early. Have spiritual program in the morning.
Ujutro imajte duhovni program.
Say no to the cigarette.
Recite ne cigaretama.
We are talking to the splitjanans.
Govorimo splitjanima.
Keep your spiritual commitments.
Održavajte svoje duhovne stvari kojima ste se posvetili.
And this powerful mode of nature will carry you to your desire.
I ova moćna guna koja vlada u prirodi će vas voditi naprijed.
Let me now talk about obstacles on the spiritual path.
Sad dopustite mi da kažem nešto o preprekama na duhovnom putu.
Obstacle is what happens to you when you lose the goal out of sight.
Prepreka je ono što vam se dešava kada izgubite cilj iz vida.
But a devotee who always knows the and lives in the concept I will be with Krishna, he simply does not know any obstacle.
Ali bhakta koji živi sa tom idejom, ja ću vidjeti Krishnu, uopšte ne zna šta je to prepreka.
Even if something happens to him or her, which is not exactly what was planned, he or she will know this is something to overcome.
Čak i ako mu se desi nešto što nije bilo planirano, on će znati ovo je nešto samo što trebam da prevazim.
By this I can grow.
Sa pomoću ovoga mogu da rastem.
I can become more strong.
Mogu da ojačam.
I think I have told some of you, but some of you don't know. Do you know the stone palm story?
Ne znam da li sam svima vama ispričao, da li znate priču o palmi sa kamenom?
There was once a saint who lived on an ocean. Every evening he met with his disciples under one palm tree and talked to them about wisdom and Krishna.
Svaku večer bi se susretao sa svojim učenicima ispod jednog drveta palme i razgovarao o mudrosti i o Krišni.
It was the only palm tree in the whole area.
To je bilo jedino drvo palme u čitavoj oblasti.
One day one of the disciples noticed that there was a big rock in the crown of the tree.
Jednog dana jedan od učenika je primijetio kako je tu na toj krošnji od palme bilo veliki kamen.
At the end, when the question and answer session came, he asked, Master, do you know about this tree under which we gather every evening?
I kada je na kraju večeri došlo vrijeme za pitanje i odgovore, on je postavio pitanje, dragi moj učitelj, da li znaš nešto o ovome drvetu, o ovome kamenu?
Master said, I know this tree very well, why? Are you asking?
Učitelj je rekao, poznajem ovo drvo jako dobro, zašto pitaš?
Well, he has a rock in the crown of the tree.
Vidiš, on ima kamen na krošnji.
And the master heard this, he started to cry.
Kada je učitelj to čuo, počeo da plače.
Oh, I have to tell you the story of the rock in the palm tree.
Oh, moram ti ispričati priču o tom kamenu na okrašnje palme.
There was a time when I was a rake, a rascal.
Bilo je posebno sta vremena kada sam ja bio veliki rascal.
This was the time when this area was full of palm trees.
I to je bilo u vrijeme kada je ova oblast bila puna drveća palme.
I soon noticed this palm tree which looked so happy and so energetic and dynamic.
I uskoro sam primijetio ovo palmino drvo koje je izgledalo tako puno energije, tako zdravo i veliko.
And I felt envious.
I osjetio sam zavisno.
This tree has such a good life and I'm always so miserable.
Ovo drvo ima tako dobar život, ja sam uvijek tako jadan.
Let me put a rock on the crown of the tree that will push it down and kill it.
Ajde da stavim kamen na njegovu krošnju i on će onako da ga povuče prema doli da ga ubije.
At that time the trees were just big like this.
U to vrijeme drvo je bilo ove visine.
The first year when I had put the rock, the tree went down.
Prvu godinu kada sam stavio taj kamen, drvo se savilo.
The second year it went even more down.
U drugu godinu čak se još više savilo.
The third year it went even more down.
A treću godinu je još više krenulo prema dole.
The fourth year it started to slowly move up again.
Ali za vrijeme četvrte godine polako počelo da se ispravlja.
The fifth year it was struggling to get back in position.
Petu godinu je pokušavalo da se vrati nazad u pravilnu poziciju.
And then the sixth year came and with it a sand storm.
I konačno je došla i šesta godina, a sa njom i pustinska oluja.
This sand storm uprooted all palm trees except for one.
I ta pustinska oluja je iskorijenila svo drveće palmi osim jednog.
It was this tree.
I to je bilo ovo drvo.
Can anyone tell me why?
Može li mi neko reći zašto?
Because of the rock.
Zbog tog kamena.
It learns its lesson. It grew stronger. What particularly grew stronger? Huh? Roots, correct. It was forced to build deep roots. And when the storm came, the storm couldn't hurt the palm tree, couldn't level it or flatten it. Obstacles are not bad.
Prepreke nisu loše.
Obstacles, there are no obstacles.
Stvari ne postoje prepreke.
If you want to grow to the sky,
ako želite da izrastete do neba,
there are only obstacles when you don't know where you are going.
Prepreke postoje samo kada ne znate gdje idete.
When you lose your goal out of sight.
Kada izgubite cilj iz vida.
The rock palm tree didn't lose the goal out of sight.
A to palmino drvo sa kamenom nije izgubilo cilj iz vida.
And therefore the obstacles served it to become more strong.
I zato su prepreke služile da ojača.
Look at the lives of the great devotees.
Pogledajte živote velikih bhakta.
Look at Haridas Thakur.
Pogledajte Haridas Thakura.
His obstacles.
Njegove prepreke.
Or Prabhupada's obstacles to come to the West and suffer two heart attacks.
Ili prepreke koje preživio što Prabhupada kada dolazi na zapad.
Look at Jesus' obstacles.
Pogledajte prepreke Isusa.
No one wanted to listen to the Vodkava.
Pa niko nije želio da sluša njegovog postova.
My dear devotees, I can tell you obstacles are just an illusion like so many other things.
Dragi bhakti, moram vam reći, prepreke su samo iluzije poput mnogih drugih stvari.
Obstacles are a wrong interpretation of reality.
Prepreke su pogrešna interpretacija realnosti.
When something doesn't run the way you thought it should run, it can make you stronger.
Kad nešto ne ide onako kako ste vi željeli da ide, to vas može učiniti jačim.
You learn your lessons.
Učite svoje lekcije.
You learn what is important to you.
Učite šta vam je važno.
In your mind you become clear about your goal.
U svom umu postajete jasnije oko toga šta je vaš cilj.
And remember yesterday's lecture, once you are clear, then Krishna will fulfill what you wish.
I sjetite se jučerašnje lekcije. Jednom kada budete jasni oko toga, Krishna će ispuniti to što želite.
That is what why I said today, there's a difference between just a half-hearted I want to become Krishna conscious and a commitment to become Krishna conscious.
I zato sam rekao ovo, da postoji razlika između nečega što kažemo sa pola srca, kako bi želio da budem svjestan Krishna, i toga ja sam posvećen tome da postanem svjestan Krishna.
If we pray to Krishna, we should not pray to Krishna to place smaller obstacles before us.
Kada se molimo Krishna, ne bismo se trebali moliti da stavi neke manje prepreke ispred nas.
We should pray to Krishna to give us the strength, to inner strength to overcome whatever is not working the way we thought it should work.
Kada se molimo Krishna, trebali bismo se moliti da nam da unutrašnju snagu da prevazićemo sve prepreke koje nam mogu doći.
If you could focus your mind more on becoming Krishna conscious, there is no border to what you could achieve in this life.
Kada biste mogli malo više koncentrisati svoj um na to da postanete svjesni Krishne, mnogo toga biste mogli postići u ovom životu.
I want to give you an example.
Želim vam dati primjer.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared, he had not shown that he is the Lord Krishna.
Kada se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pojavio, on nije pokazao da je on gospodin Krishna.
He simply played like a golden boy in the dust of the streets of Navadvip.
On se samo poput zlatnog dječaka igrao u prašini ulica Navadvip.
Sometimes the people would hear demigods coming and paying their obeisances to the little golden boy.
Ponekad bi bogovi dolazili i odavali poštovanje tom zlatnom dječaku.
But in general, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had chosen to keep his godhood hidden.
Ali obično gospodin Chaitanya je birao to da svoju božanstvenost sakrije.
One day, the best of all brahmanas came to the house of Jagannath Mishra.
Jednog dana najbolji od brahmana je došao u kuću Jagannath Mishra.
And this brahmana was keeping a vow to always move. He carried one deity around his neck.
Nosio je jedno božanstvo oko vrata.
And he worshipped that deity. It was a deity of Gopal.
I obožavao je to božanstvo. To je bilo božanstvo Gopala.
So he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra.
I tako je došao u kuću Jagannath Mishra.
It was evening.
Bilo je večer.
Jagannath Mishra said, "Best of the brahmanas, come into my house and cook and then offer to your deity."
Jagannath Mishra je rekao, "O ti najbolji od brahmana, dođi u moju kuću, skuhaj nešto i poni to svoje božanstvo."
The brahmana said, "It is a little late."
Brahmana je rekao, "Pa malo je kasno."
But Jagannath Mishra said, "I beg you."
A Jagannath Mishra je rekao, "Ja te molim."
"Come to the house and cook."
Dođi u moju kuću i kuhaj.
And offer. So when the brahmana had finished his the cooking, he went to his deity, said the mantras, and offered the rice.
je Brahmana završio sa kuhanjem, otišao do svog božanstva i ponio tu rižu.
With his mantra in deep meditation. All of a sudden he opened his eyes a little bit and he saw that golden boy on the altar eating the rice. Oh no, said the Brahmana, you have spoiled the offering. It's for God, and now you have with your muchi lips, you have spoiled everything. I know, today I shouldn't eat any grains. By that time Jagannath Mishra was there with a stick. Nimai! Why have you done this to our guest? Gauranga jumped from the altar and ran. Jagannath Mishra took him and put him into a room and locked the room. Brahmana, please, he said, cook. Don't leave this house hungry. So the Brahmana cooked again. He offered again. And although the door was locked, when he just opened his eyes, again this golden boy ate. And this happened a third time. By that time it was midnight. Have you seen the midnight Brahmana? Offering the rice. Everyone sleeps in the house. Gauranga has been carried to the neighbor, to the neighbor, neighbors. The Brahmana is in the midst of his first mantra. Again that rascal boy. At that time Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who was in his golden form, changed the form. And he was Gopal. With eight arms. Four arms held the symbols of Vishnu. Two arms held the flute. And two other arms held the stolen butter. Gopal said, I don't understand you. You worship me the whole life. And before that life, you worship me another life. And you call me for the offerings. Then I come. And you lament. Is everything working properly? The Brahmana didn't know what to say. Then Gopal revealed a secret. When I came 5,000 years ago, you were also there, and you came to Nanda Maharaj. And you wanted to see me at that time. And I came to you. And I promised that you would also be with me when I would come 4,500 years later as Gauranga. Brahmana, understand, you are my eternal servant. You are meant to be with me.
Tebi namijenjeno da budeš sa mnom.
And then Gopal disappeared. At that moment, the Brahmana was overwhelmed by ecstasy. He said, Hari Bol. He took all the food and rubbed it all over his body. Everywhere. Because he felt he had met the Lord of his life, and the food which the Lord had touched was divine food. He stopped his wandering around. And he stayed in Navadvip, and every day he came to have darshan of that little golden boy who was his Lord Gopal, who had appeared as Gauranga. What can we learn from this story? When you have Krishna for a long time in your heart, He will come before your eyes. Krishna consciousness means to put Krishna in your mind and your heart. And when you do this, the Lord will appear before you. He will be with you always and not leave you. But you must become committed. You must become convinced. And whenever your mind puts a disturbing thought or doubt in your heart, you must just put another thought there. Never ever become discouraged. There are no obstacles. There's only sometimes a little maya. Mala, mala, mala. Oh, velike, velike, velike. But it's only an illusion. If you can remember this lecture, then you will be great devotees. But 50% of you don't believe in Krishna consciousness. You may know it already for 10 years, but you don't believe it. And that is a sad, sad story. Someone is before the house of God and he turns at the last moment his back. That is the saddest story which is imaginable. There's no sadder story than this. It makes one cry to see that. But it's good that 50% of you believe in this Krishna consciousness. So we have to look at the positive encouragements. I would like to now see if you have some questions. I have two questions here, which were given to me three quarters of a year back. Yes. So we will just sing a little and And then we will answer your questions. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. The doctor actually told me two things are forbidden: sitting and standing.
Doctor mi rekao da su zabranjene dvije stvari: sjedenje i stajanje.
And two things are very good: lying down and walking or dancing. He said, because it gets the organism going. I now wanted to do two things, answer to see if there are any questions which you have. Then I have a great surprise. Today a new birth took place in our yatra. And we will introduce to you the new birth. And then I wanted to show you slides of India, because I wanted to invite you to something very, very nice. So let me see if you have any questions. Actually, I have to first ask one of these questions. 3/4 of a year ago, two questions came on my table. Which one of the two questions should I answer? Would you maybe like to first see what are the questions? How can I go from mechanical service to service with feeling? And the second question, which Lila Purushottama already liked before he knew it, is what is the best way to become mature in my Krishna consciousness? That's a very good question. So, which question would you like? See, Lila Purushottam is all-knowing. Mystical potencies. What is the best way to become mature in my Krishna consciousness? I would like to answer by giving you two examples of what maturity means. There is something like physical maturity. You know, when a fruit becomes mature, it becomes tasty for others. When it is just when it's in on the tree, like a smokve, there is the immature state. It's green smokve. Very hard. And the smoke may like herself like this. But she is most probably the only one who likes herself like this. Then after some time, when the smoke is becoming mature, it becomes soft. She becomes soft. She becomes a little blue. Oh, so Adriatic smoke. Smoke with her. And becomes extremely sladky. It becomes enjoyable for others. So this example can show us how maturity in spiritual life means that you become enjoyable for the Lord. You may like yourself in your egoistic life. I look very lepše. Dobro. But if the Lord and the devotees don't like you, and you are just you are an immature smoke web. Your maturity is shown when you step out of your selfishness, selfish circle, and you become enjoyable for others. When you become a servant. Once there was a question, what is a good devotee? And Ananta Acharya answered this question by saying, he is like salt. When you have salt in the meal, you can't really see the salt. The salt has disappeared. But not the effect of the salt. The effect of the salt is that it brings forth the taste of the vegetables. So a mature devotee steps back. He doesn't want any longer and doesn't need any longer to be praised and recognized and so on. He helps others to bring their qualities forth. That is his pleasure. A mature devotee is a servant. An immature devotee is like an immature smoker. Smoker means fig.
Yes.
It may think I'm very shapely. Dobro oblik. But only when the fig matures and becomes sweet is it a right fig. Maturity can be also seen when mature desires come up. I would like to give an example from physical maturity amongst human beings. In the beginning, when one is young boy and young girl thinks not much about the opposite sex. Most probably you think boys are foolish. They always want to run after balls. Only when you become more mature in physical age, then all of a sudden,
kada malo sazriješ u tom fizičkom
And you develop desires which you did not know before. I remember my, because I was such a wild boy, I was, you know, in good German families, you would send your sons into the dancing school where they would learn to dance classical dances like waltz, tango, and some Italian dances, and proper behavior, you know, that you should always dress in a white shirt and it should be buttoned properly and all this.
U dobrostojećim njemačkim porodicama bio je običaj da svoje sinove pošalju u škole gdje su učili da plešu, plesove poput tanga, valcera i nekih italijanskih plesova. Isto tako su ih učili pravilnom ponašanju kako trebalo da nose bijele košulje sa lijepim dugom.
In the German dancing schools you really learned the good behavior.
Sorry, tim njemačkim plesnim školama ste stvari učili lijepom ponašanju.
But I just could not appreciate this very much. I do remember when we were dancing, you know, the girls always had these, like these skirts. Over the dress, you know. And I would dance with them and I would always go in the back. And they would, the skirt would go all over, they would cry. And I do remember, I thought, these girls, why are they always crying? It's only a joke. And then I remembered when I turned 13 and a half, or was it 14? The whole picture changed. When I saw a particular girl, I flushed. Maya. What it meant is the physical maturity was starting. Puberty, huh? So this is what happens when we become mature on the physical platform. We do develop a different outlook. So to become mature in Krishna consciousness means also your paradigm changes. Krishna is really important for you.
Krishna vam zaista postaje važan.
You feel very, very lonely when you have no contact with him. You feel very sad when you see people do not become Krishna conscious. It pains you. You feel no one cares for my Lord. It is really a deep, deep pain. Prabhupada would cry in the night about us who were so immature in Krishna consciousness. You really feel there is only one problem, and that is that I don't love Krishna. Your whole outlook has changed when you reach spiritual maturity. You want to tell everyone you meet about Krishna. And sometimes you smile when you think about Krishna who was hiding himself so that the stepmother of Radharani could not see him. You become all of a sudden a subject matter which has not really interested you so far. That is God. Becomes just the only thing you can think about. This means spiritual maturity.
I
wanted to give this example. Or if our Balaji, the son of Vikrama and Manisha, you know, at this moment he's not thinking about these things, but there will be a time where you will be, Balaji, what happened? Nothing. It's a different perspective. So maturity in Krishna consciousness means these two things. You start to love Krishna, and you become a servant. Do you know that in America they made a test? Who are the happiest people? And the answer was those who... Yeah, because that's all they can think about in America, happiness. Yes, no, the society is geared in this direction. So they found out after years of research that those who serve others are the happiest persons. Krishna. Sounds like an interesting area to make some experiments in, isn't it? So this was my answer. Does any one of you have any other questions? These were old questions.
The first question.
Yeah, here is me. Your name is Misho or... Sorry?
Velko.
And Misho is also here?
Yes.
Misho is there. Hari Bol. You are twins, am I correct? Wonderful. Wonderful. From one egg or from two eggs? From one egg. Very good. Yes, Velko, yes.
I have a question. How can I realize something with the heart, not just with the head? Not just to realize the philosophy intellectually, but to gain, to realize it in the heart, to gain faith rather than just knowledge.
A very good question. Would you like to, Velko, would you like to say give this in a Croatian language? Yeah. When you have knowledge in the heart, it has a different taste than when you have knowledge in the head only. When the knowledge comes in the heart, there comes the quality of feelings to it. Krishna is God, that's head knowledge. Krishna is God. Wow, that's heart knowledge. Yeah, this is when I want to say it in the word of language. It means realized knowledge. It means also knowledge which Velko will initiate a practical activity in you. When you have knowledge in the heart, that will motivate you for action and for change.
Kad imaš znanje u srcu, to će te motivirati za akcije, za promjenu.
But when it's just knowledge in the head, it just doesn't do anything for your practical life.
Makar je to samo znanje u glavi, to ne čini ništa za tvoj praktičan život.
In our spiritual life, we need to come from the head to the heart. We have to come from theoretical knowledge to practical knowledge. This is the whole art. And usually the way to make this shift is when you are with genuine devotees. One moment, please. I will answer your question in a moment. See, when a good devotee speaks about Krishna, he has bhava in his heart. That is deep feelings in his heart. And when we listen to him, our own hearts, which have been like pupolnyaks, buds, open and attract Krishna. Krishna is attracted to the devotional feelings of his devotees. And these devotional feelings are something which is coming, which is, has nothing to do with mundane sentiments. They live, these devotional feelings live in the hearts of the real devotees. And as we listen to this Ganga stream of their words, something does happen with our hearts. They open and they attract Krishna. They open like lotus flowers. I made an experience of this, Velko. When I was in the hospital and I was not feeling well, I listened to many lectures of Srila Prabhupada. Also now when I'm on shoulder, I listen to two lectures of Prabhupada every day. With modern technology. And I'm listening also repeatedly to the same lecture. And I find out that sometimes some words of Prabhupada penetrate through my consciousness, almost like something which goes through a rock. For instance, this one question, what do you do for eternity? Made like a volcanic explosion in my life. These were not just words, they were just like something which went through the granite. So this is how the shift can take place. As we are talking like this, there is another question by our Gospodja. Yes, Gospodja, just one moment. I would like to ask, please come here. Who is this? Wrong. This is Nandini.
Nandini.
Yesterday, one girl whom you knew as Luchi came to me and said, I have a serious question. I want a spiritual name just like Balaji. And I said, well, I said, well, I have to ask Krishna. and then I was thinking in the night about the name, and it was very clear. She is Nandini. So I really wanted to say this before the community of everyone, so that you know how to address her. Only if you go in the same school with her, then you can call her the old name. And when you play with her in the sandbox, sorry, where do little girls play on the street, then you can call her the old name. And Luchi, on your name-giving day, I will give you a special present. Nandini. I'm most attached to this thing because it's water and fire in once. But I will give this as a present to you and your mother and your father. It's for So, how do you like this name, Nandini? In Croatian, you can say. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Nandini was already in Dobroyutra Hrvatska, so I think she will be, she's a natural presenter. Hare Krishna. We had a little ceremony. It's like the children's name-giving ceremony. Nandini went through it like an old priest. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Okay, Gospodja, please, what is your question?
Oh, no, I have forgotten my question. Oh!
Mm-hmm.
And I have no doubts. So, what do I have to do now?
Well, thank you very much. What a wonderful question.
Pitanje je bilo, gospođa Peška koja je došla tu prije 5 mjeseci, kako nema baš previše znanja, ali ima vjeru i nema nikakvih sumnji. I šta bi sada trebalo da radi?
It is said that this faith is like a road which can bring you to Krishna, but there is a journey which you have to do on that road. The next step is what you do already is to have association with devotees. And take part in the devotional programs. Then then it's very necessary after some time to take up a strong spiritual practice. And by this spiritual practice you will notice a very specific result. You should notice that you become free from disturbances, inner disturbances. And at that time your faith will change its name. It will be called Nishta, of very firm faith, unshakable, unbreakable faith. Whatever happens, it is not of any problem. And then other stages come, and one day you will meet the Lord face to face. So for now it's good to have devotee association. Maybe come to the Sangha programs which are here. You can inquire from Dharma Gop and Krishna Jivani how this goes. You can inquire what this program is, and then you should slowly start to pick up a strong spiritual practice, which you do preferably every day at the same time and at the same place.
Možete se raspitati na tom programu, onda biste trebali uskoro da počnete da se bavite nekom jakom duhovnom praksom koju biste, to se preporučuje, trebalo da radite svaki dan u isto vrijeme i na istom mjestu.
Yes, and then you will surely see that you become more strong in your spiritual life and you will start to make very first class God realizations.
I tada ćete sigurno da vidite kako napredujete i imat ćete jako dobre prvoklasne realizacije Boga.
I wish you all the best. You are certainly very, very lucky. When we are a little older, you know, maybe beyond 40, usually we are tending to be a little immovable in our views. So it's a great blessing when you can take up when you, a spiritual path in when you are a little older, because the maturity of old age will help you very much when you can you know, be flexible enough to take up a spiritual path at that time.
Zato što će vam tada na tom putu pomoći vaša mudrost koju imate zbog vaših godina.
Very good age.
To su jako
yeah,
dobro.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your answer. I appreciate that. And I was waiting for that for more than 15 years.
Good. Hare Krishna.
Thank you
all. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any other question? Yes, Dharmagup.
What is the best way to practically serve the devotees?
And I heard that Krishna is satisfied when devotees are satisfied. But sometimes devotees are not satisfied. So how do I know if Krishna is satisfied with something? Kako najbolje možemo služiti bhakte, praktično u društvu kojem imamo, i čuo sam da je Krishna zadovoljna, ako su bhakte zadovoljne, a neki put bhakte nisu zadovoljni, pa me zanima kako mogu znati da li je Krishna zadovoljna s nečim što radi.
The best way to serve devotees is to give them what they need the most.
Najbolji način da služiš bhakte je taj da im daš ono što im je najpotrebnije.
It's said the greatest need is a lack of Krishna consciousness.
Rečeno je da je najveća potreba nedostatak svjesnosti Krishna.
And if you somehow can help a person to become more Krishna conscious, you do the best service to him.
Ako osobi možete nekako pomoći da postane svjesnija Krishni, onda ste im na najbolji način služili.
And you will actually see how these people become so grateful to you.
I tada ćete vidjeti da vam te osobe postaju tako zahvalne.
Just a few, maybe a week, no, 2 weeks ago, no, 3 weeks ago, it was when I was still in Germany, 2.5 weeks ago, I received a letter from the north part of Germany. It was from a self-sufficient agricultural community.
Došla je sa jedne seoske kao zajednice koja je bila kao samodostatna.
And I had just given a lecture there.
Upravo sam tamo dao jednu lekciju.
And after the lecture I had met with the person who wanted to speak to me.
I nakon lekcije sam se sreo sa osobom koja je željela da razgovara sa mnom.
This person later went to Ireland.
I posle toga ta osoba otišla u Irsku.
The island, you know, and went and lived in Ireland, you know, walking the path of the Celts. And this was 20 years ago. He just lived and walked like a, you know, dressed in a long coat, long hair, and walking like the original inhabitants of Europe, the Celts. Later he came back to North Germany and founded another community. And he just wrote me that one evening which we spent together helped me so much. I first rebelled against your words and decided to become a Celt. But all the time I was thinking about what you had talked about Krishna. And it just worked over 20 years because I have a very, very thick ego. And now I'm ready to follow this. Thank you so much. I could never forget this 2 hours which we spent together. I'm now very happy. I'm married. I'm creative in my life. And I feel Krishna every day. Can we meet? So that's a little difficult. I'm now living on, I will live on an island now. But when we return, then I... I have seen this, Dhammagupta. If you sincerely want to help someone in Krishna consciousness, they will never ever be able to forget this.
Ovo sam zaista vidio, kada nekome iskreno želite da pomognete osvijestiti Krišne, to nikada, nikada neće zaboraviti.
And devotees are also like this.
Bhakti su isto tako.
If you spend time with the devotee,
provedete vrijeme sa Bhaktom,
personal time,
lično vrijeme,
hear them,
saslušati,
and maybe offer something which is practical,
i možda ponudite nešto što je praktično,
then you render the greatest service. Krishna says no servant is dearer to him than someone who gives Krishna consciousness to the devotees. Sometimes the devotee association is not so easy. In Chaitanya Charitamrita there is an example. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to dance, there were like you know, millions of people around him who wanted to see his ecstatic manifestations of love of Godhead. How he would cry. People would become wet from his tears, which went like psst, from his eyes. But it was a nice wetness. How he would dance. Nandini, he would jump up for 1.50 meters to 2 meters. And when he finally landed on the ground, the hills shook. This is real dancing. And so when there was Ratha Yatra time, the millions of people were there, they all wanted to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when there was need to build 3 rings for his protection, security rings. So Mahaprabhu was dancing in the middle and 3 rings were dancing around him. He would chant Gopal! And his hairs would stand on end. Then he would fall on the ground and roll like a golden mountain on the ground. So beautiful. In the 3rd ring was the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra. And he wanted to see. Next to him was his general, Harishchandra. And he just saw there was Srivas Pandit in the way of Maharaj Prataparudra. So he touched the shoulder of Srivas Pandit and wanted to politely say, move a little to the left, the king wants to see Mahaprabhu rolling like a golden mountain on the in the dust before Lord Jagannath. But Srivas Pandit also wanted to see. And when the general was always, you know, he finally became so irritated. Who stops me in seeing peacefully Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And he just went like and it went right in the face of the general. So this you do not do to Harishchandra. Harishchandra was such a fighter, he could fight with 30 people at once. He would dance with his sword around them and he would chase them away or heads would roll. He was really a ferocious fighter. Now he had the lotus hand of Shiva's Thakur in his face. Just was getting ready to say something. But the king said, stopped him and said, Urenu, you are so lucky to be touched by a personal associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I wish this blessing would be on my head. Krishna. It is said in the scriptures, when the Vaishnavas punish us, we should feel it as pleasurable as when a lover hits the beloved in a loving way. I don't know if this sometimes happens in your marriage. But in the intensity of love, such exchange is all right, you know. Sometimes in the association of devotees, we get the hand in the face. But it's a blessing to make us more humble. At least we should try to see like that. This is how we see it. Maybe the devotee can choose a better form of communication. But we feel, yeah, we are purified in the association of devotees. On a higher level, in this association, we are becoming more mature. Sometimes we feel like running away when there are misunderstandings amongst devotees. But if we are a little bit deeper, then we can always understand there is a lesson for me which comes through the devotees in my life. Never run away, although it is sometimes On another level, it might be sometimes necessary to clarify viewpoints. But I'm speaking now on a high spiritual level. Sometimes we may say, maybe you have misunderstood my motives and I wanted to do this. We can clarify what we are doing and what is in our mind. It is not by chance that we are together with these people with whom we are together. On one level, we have chosen them. By our activity and by our level of maturity, we have chosen them. They are just right for us. It's wrong to say, I'm by chance with these parents. We have chosen the parents. The same way those who are close to us, it's not by chance that we are with these and not with others. Hare Krishna, that's my realization. We will now come to the last question and then we will have a little pause. I saw you first, so what is your good name? Tichomir, yes, Tichomir. Yes, but not the wrong feelings. If you chant with the wrong pronunciation, it's not a problem. But which, if you chant with the wrong feelings, that's a problem. Or to explain it a little better, if you chant with wrong understanding. Tichomir, you must chant with Sambandha Gyan, knowing who is Krishna and who are you and what is your relationship. But pronunciation, Krishna knows what you mean. I saw in I saw Chinese devotees, they cannot pronounce R. Hale Lama, Hale Lama. That's all they can say. It's not possible to say it better. And I saw some French devotees who say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You can ask Gaura Hari. It's a real. You really have to train the mouth to say ha, Hare Krishna. Germans have the problem, they go too much in the Hare Krishna. That's their problem.
For example, if we say not 32 syllables but 24, 26.
Ah, like that you meant. Again, it depends how you say it. When you say it wrong, but your heart is with Krishna. The mantra works. The ample descriptions in the scriptures. There are descriptions in the scripture. Krishna consciousness is about really your consciousness. But obviously, Tichomir, if you notice, I'm always gobbling off, I'm swallowing off the syllables. I think you should make something. You should change something if you love the person. If I care for you, I will learn to say Tichomir, not Tichomar.
Yeah. You know.
Isn't it? So if you care for Krishna, and this is the main thing, you have to say it correctly. But if for some reason you don't get it right, but your heart is full of love there, Krishna will accept it. There was a great, great mantra knower. And he once went by a lake and he heard from an island in the lake someone was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He said, too much, and I must help this person. And he went into a rowing boat and went from the lake to the island. There he found a very starry old man. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Bass, Hare Hare. Yeah. So he said, old man, you are making a great mistake, you need correction. Hare Hare. Voila, voila.
Oh, wow, wow.
Thank you. Hare Hare. Then, so he went back. Then he heard, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Same thing. Oh my God. He's so sincere. Then he heard the chanting was stopping. The old man had noticed something. The next thing is he saw the old man running from the island to catch up with him. But he was with his boat already in the midst of the lake. The old man ran into the lake. And then he ran on top of the lake. Young man, how was the right pronunciation? Tell me, he went like this on the water, not in the water, on the water. It's all right how you do it. It's all right. Lord protects you. You are very close to the Lord. Yeah. He wants the feeling. Krishna is known as Bhava Grahi Janardana. He wants the essence of a devotee's heart. No, no. Yeah, he wants the essence of a devotee's heart. Dobro. Yeah. But obviously, if you notice, you know, Tirumir, you are an expert. You are a young man. You should be, and you can't walk over water. You know, you should chant it properly. Or whoever is doing this mistake. I have noticed when devotees missing some syllables and you point it out, they become very no, I'm doing it correctly. Because in their mind they do it correctly, but not in the actual words. Yeah. So then you should bring a tape recorder. And tape it. And then play here. This is your voice, no? Alright, so we will now make it just a little pause of 10 minutes. And then I will show you just for 15 minutes the slides of our last visit in India. You will see a very unusual friend of mine on this slideshow. Thank you very much for listening. And I wanted to say one thing. It is my plan and my desire to be with all of you for Ram Navami. that is the festival of Lord Ramachandra's appearance in the on Tuesday, not in 1 week, not this Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next week. Yeah.
Arrivo!
Good. So in 10 minutes we will see each other for the slide presentation. Hare Krishna. Manish.